Hi, this is Heaton Shaw.
And this is Steli Efti.
And we're here to talk about what people did, especially us, Steli and I, when we first arrived to Silicon Valley. And obviously that's on the Startup Chat today.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
There you go. So here's why we want to talk about that. I got an email this morning from somebody saying, hey, Steli, you know, listener of the Startup Chat, big fan. And I saw a talk you gave on like how you sold everything you had. You bought a one-way ticket. You came to the Bay Area and you mentioned all the mistakes you made and all that. And I'm just about to do the same thing. I'm just about to come to the Valley to start my startup here. So what advice do you have for me? What should I do? What shouldn't I do? I just want guidance. And I thought, you know, I had a lot. So I started writing an email to him. And then I instantly went, delete all that. And I went, we're going to record the Startup Chat episode. So you're going to hear it in a week or so.
Yeah.
And then I pointed him to a few other links and things to just get it done. But I'd love to hear kind of your story and the advice you give to people, because you meet a lot of people that are just moved to Silicon Valley and want to make it here. I get that too. So let's just share our advice with everybody who's interested.
Well, I'll start by what I did.
Yeah.
And then you can, and how that happened, how I moved here. And you can probably talk about yours, and then we can give some thoughts for other people.
Yeah.
For me, long story short, after college, I actually moved back to Southern California. I went to college up here, but I wasn't in the tech scene or anything. And this was around 2003. And I was down in LA. And I actually started the first few internet companies down there. And then in 2007, basically at the beginning of that year, I just started literally, there was just so much going on up here. I would go fly up here or drive up here like once or twice a month from LA.
Okay.
And eventually it was just like, hey, like, why don't we just move? Because it was just my wife and I at the time. We were actually living at my dad's house.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just decided to move in 2007, it was because I was already coming up here, had already made a lot of friends and stuff like that, had them from before too, and moved up here. I'm sure there's a lot more to the story, but like that's the high level. And once I moved up here, the one thing I did that I think was really helpful to me, but also sort of natural. So I don't know if it's everyone's tactic or everyone should do it, but I'm super helpful, always been super helpful. So there's something I realized up here was lacking, especially because I was coming up so much. And the thing that I realized that was lacking was basically people didn't have much knowledge about marketing, and specifically they didn't have much knowledge about search engine optimization. Mm. And I happened to have a lot of knowledge about that crap, not crap, but really important stuff. Some people around here thought it was crap. And so everybody I met, whether it was an investor, another founder, or even someone working at a company, I would say, hey, I'll go talk to anyone you want about SEO for an hour. And lo and behold, like before I knew it, I had more than enough meetings like every month, every week, whatever, on just helping people out for an hour about SEO. And that led to lots of things. Like there's two notable companies I was an advisor to, notable just because they exited, I guess, both SlideShare and Webs.com. Mm-hmm. And I would say that if I didn't go out there and say, and obviously those folks are friends of mine, I actually just invested in the Webs.com's founders, new company and stuff like that. But, and they also, on my advisor shares, I made money on both those companies, right? SlideShare sold to LinkedIn, Webs.com sold to Vistaprint. And basically, and they were both, you know, nine-figure exits. So it was great for everybody. And the teams, you know, did a great job building those businesses. But at the end of the day, just by me being helpful, I was able to basically, for lack of a better word, network. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's what got me, made me a ton of friends around here. And now people don't think I'm an SEO person or anything. But at that time, it was an opportunistic thing to help people out with because people needed help with it.
Yeah, I love that. So I love the – so let's summarize the strategy here real quick.
Go for it.
So first of all, you actually spend a little bit of time here before you moved, right? You had visited, you had some friends, you knew some people online, offline. That's a big component that I think many people miss.
you got to figure out where to live. If nothing else, you got to figure out where to live.
Well, I didn't. I surely didn't.
Your story.
Yes. So before we get into my story, I do think this is very solid advice, and I don't think everybody fully follows this, me included, right? So maybe you want to spend some time meeting people online, and then also maybe you want to visit once or twice before you make the move.
Yeah.
I think that's very solid, basic advice. The next thing is you had something to bring to the table. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Especially something that maybe at the surface was not fashionable at the moment, but it was valuable.
Yeah.
So people wanted it,
yeah,
right? They wanted the benefits of that know-how and skill. So what you did is you showed up here and you were like, I know something that can create value, which means traffic to you. And anybody that needs this can, you know, tell me to come by. I'll sit down. I'll tell you everything I know. And that's just, again, like that goes back to the philosophy of just being useful, being helpful.
Yeah.
And then obviously opens a million doors. It creates friendships and it creates massive good karma, either in the esoteric sense or in the practical. People feel like you've done something for them, so they're much more willing to do something for you whenever you need them, right?
I still get that. I remember that one time you came into our company, right? And I was just one of the designers there, right? And I just remember your talk. It was great.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I still get that,
yeah,
even from back then, and just essentially random people, because I don't necessarily remember these people, but I remember going to their company and talking to them.
Yeah.
So it's helped me in spades. The only reason I would say that it might not apply to other people, maybe it does, is just that I don't know if people – there's two things you have to be able to do to do that. You have to figure out where your value is.
Yeah.
And you have to match that with what people need. I could have been valuable in a lot of different ways. I could have been valuable in anybody starting a consulting company at that time because I was pretty good at it by then. Honestly, nobody starts those around here. So that wouldn't have been helpful, right? But a lot of people start startups, and search and Google and SEO used to be one of the biggest channels back then. It still is.
Yeah.
So I think the important lesson there, I would say, if anyone wants to consider that tactic, is make sure that you can do something valuable for people. I think everyone can. I'll caveat it first by saying I think everyone can. It doesn't matter who you are. You can be valuable to people around here. And then the second thing is make sure that aligns with some – and you have some way of letting people know you can do that. For me, my way was everyone I talked to, I would just tell them that, right? Because a lot of times they'd be like, oh, what can I do for you? Or maybe they're doing something for me, or they're just meeting up. And I would just give them that spiel sort of thing.
I love that. So – you know, and also to be fair, some people that come here are fairly early in their journey, in their career. Maybe they don't have the thing that they can truly bring massive value
maybe
to the table.
Maybe they have time.
Maybe they have time. Maybe they have, you know, energy, hustle. But they need to know what they know and what they're capable
Absolutely.
Of.
Absolutely.
Right? So now, when you came here, so one of the unique things here is that you weren't looking for a co-founder or a bro founder or whatever. No. You had Neil, right?
Yeah.
You knew that
you already had somebody I was going to start the companies with.
Yes.
Yeah, and they weren't here, but that didn't matter.
That didn't matter. So when you came here, so you came here because there's lots of people, there's many, many reasons, but you didn't come with a specific idea in mind to build a specific company here, right?
No, it was more of location.
Okay.
I found myself coming here.
Okay.
There was a lot of people here. There weren't enough people in LA. There still are not enough people in LA that are trying to do new things, in my opinion. And for me, I really like being around people that are trying to do new things and create things like these startup people. I don't think being here is like as much of an advantage as it might have used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to mention that we're talking about being in the Bay Area, but we're not necessarily, I know you feel this way too, but we're not necessarily advocates of you have to be here. Because I know some people are, so it's important to make that clear.
Yeah.
I'm just here because there's more people here trying to start things than anywhere else physically.
So when did you, you're hanging around, you're helping people, you building relationships and friendships. What happens in the meanwhile? You're doing a consulting business during that time.
Yeah, we were running a few products and doing our consulting business.
Okay.
So we were doing a bunch of things, which is pretty typical.
And then what was the timeline between that and you starting Kissmetrics, which was probably the most Silicon Valley venture-backed
thing
that you did?
We raised the first round in 2008. And when I got here in late 2007, I believe it was late 2007, just started making friends like that. And, you know, I would say that I was, whether it's lucky enough or whatever the word is, I was given opportunities by a few individuals in different ways. And one of the individuals that gave me a ton of opportunity to get out there and for lack of a better word, build a brand and do all that stuff was Dave McClure. So he was the one that put me on, I think one of the first panels he put me on was at South by Southwest. I think we both fucked it up. But I fixed his slides, so they didn't look so silly. Still colorful. Anyway, so I think, you know, for me, it's like by being helpful like that, I got these opportunities. I'm pretty sure I met the SlideShare folks because of Dave McClure as well. Mm. He'd wear their shirt all the time, right? And he was repping them because he just loved them.
Yeah.
Right? And so a lot of it has to do with, for me, at that time, the web, the internet, all this stuff was also different because it was 2007, 2008. And there were folks like Dave McClure that were out there and just doing their thing. He was an angel investor at the time, I believe, and he wasn't really at 500 startups or that hadn't started yet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got lucky like that, but I don't think I would have unless I was just out there helping out, right, and just meeting people. So, you know, I guess to your question and your point, it's like, if you just start being open, at least for me, I was open, I was helpful. And you know, the one thing I did back then that I don't do right now is I actually did go to a lot more events. Mm. I want to think that events were different back then. I do believe that some of that is true, right? Like Dave McClure had the, I forgot what it was called, Startup to Startup. Mm-hmm. And it was a dinner, right? You might have been to one of them at some point.
Yeah.
It was really cool, right? And I probably went to, I went to that for like 2 years straight, like almost every month, unless I couldn't make it. And that was actually a place where I developed a lot of friends. In fact, I'm having lunch with one of the friends I met back then today. Mm. And so I still believe a lot of these things are going on that are more casual and not as exclusive, and you can get invited in from a friend or something like that, just to a dinner or an event or something like that. And honestly, it wasn't even networking for me. It was just like just being present at those things, right? And trying to learn and trying to absorb, but not really necessarily trying to meet everybody, which is what other people tend to do. You know, they just want to meet everybody. That wasn't my move.
So let's share a few thoughts on that, and then I'll share my story and we'll take it from there.
Yeah.
I'll come to the Valley and then I'll go to events to meet people. And in the Bay Area, there's more events than you could attend. If you made it your life's mission to go to events, you still could not go to all events.
Yeah, and because there was a lot of events back then too. And now there's probably at least 5 or 10X. So
it's just an insane amount of events every day, right?
Yes.
So should I go to lots of events? Should I go to little? Should I go to no events? How many events are too many? Which events are worth going? It's a very, very like common question that people have. And I'd love to hear your thoughts first, and I'll share mine. But what is your advice if somebody asks you about, like, I want to network, I don't know people here, what's kind of the best way to go about things besides offering help and value? Like, specifically when it comes to going to places where lots of people congregate.
The one tactic I've found that works, if you're willing to do it, is volunteer. Mm. Volunteer at an event.
Uh-huh.
Everybody wants volunteers.
Yes.
Right? So if you go email like Saster, right, and email like Gretchen, the COO, I'm sure she will tell you yes or no if she needs volunteers.
Yeah.
Right? So like it's pretty easy to get to these event organizers, even the smaller event ones, be like, can I help out? Right? Yeah. So that's an easy way to just get in, number one. Number two, easy way because a lot of times the people that are helping out are like literally walking the speakers over to the stage and stuff like that.
Yep.
I've met a lot of interesting people that way, actually, when I'm walking up to the stage and there's some random person who's just volunteering and they'll tell me I'm just volunteering. I'm like, oh, cool. What do you do? Blah, blah, blah. Huge.
It's
like major key.
Before you walked into the office, a volunteer of an event I spoke to last year was messaging me on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Took a selfie in Tokyo with another volunteer from that event. And they're like, look at who I ran to. And both of them are kind of friends now. And I mentor them. Yeah. So it's an absolutely classic. No-brainer classic.
It's probably the number one thing you can do if you have that hustle.
Yeah. I love it. I wouldn't have thought about that. So my take on this is, I think at the beginning,